Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brendan Johns. What do you see?
Dobbs heaves it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
He just dumps it off for a first down.
Throws it, fakes the spike. In the end zone, touchdown. Whoa. Jordan Lasley. The legend of Josh Rosen.
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap. And the ball is free. It's picked up by Michigan State's Jalen Watts Jackson. And he scores on the last play of the game.
Hour number two rolls on here. It's Optional. Fox Sports Knoxville. Fan Run Radio. It's Optional. Fan Run Radio. 1340 AM, 105.7. We're having this discussion we were talking about during the break, and the great Cody McClure is still in the house. Chance thinks it is. I don't think it's a college town, because I look at other college towns like Tuscaloosa, like even Baton Rouge. I look at Auburn, Starkville, Athens, Lexington. And I just don't
see, like, when I think of, like, it not being a college town, yeah, then I'm thinking of, like, Nashville. Of course, Vandy, you can't say Nashville's a college town. So many other things to do outside of Vanderbilt that would captivate you. But as far as and business and commerce doesn't depend on what happens to the Vanderbilt football team in Nashville. Around here in Knoxville, a bad football season, leave a lot of business owners not making a lot of money, a lot of restaurant people not making money. Uber drivers can't go out and drive anybody. Everybody's not going to the pissed off, not going out doing anything. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I believe that more strongly just because, like, everything centers, like, the football, the university really pumps a lot of money back into this economy here.
Cody,
that's why I
your
believe
thoughts.
That.
I think Knoxville is kind of
think about how dead it is, middle. Cody, around here. When
well, that's why that's what I'm thinking, and that's why I was thinking about this the other day, and that's why I think I do consider it a college town now.
Yeah,
used to I wouldn't have said that, but when I started doing these Uber rides, like you're talking about, like it does die.
It's dead.
This town really schools does out. Die when the students are not here, and you
but
wouldn't think
you
that.
Make a lot of money like. Wouldn't folks make a lot of money down Kingston Pike, like in Turkey Creek, Farragut, Powell? And I'm getting used to the towns around.
Make a lot of money like Uber now because those people have money in cars.
Well, you
Farragut.
you can still do okay, you know, if you go out on that. But you're not getting quite the surge rates. You're not getting it. You can tell a huge dip in how busy it is. Knoxville is still a city. Like, if you look at the SEC cities by population, Nashville's obviously going to be number one. Is Knoxville number two? Like, is Knoxville bigger than Baton Rouge?
Probably bigger. Has to be bigger than College Station, I would imagine.
I'm thinking Knoxville would be number two in terms of populations. Just off
I think
the top
it would be
head.
Columbia.
Columbia. Maybe Columbia would be up there.
But you register. See, that's the thing, though. Like, you register Knoxville in your head. You think, okay, University of Tennessee, okay, Knoxville.
Yeah.
But
Knoxville is a city.
Right. But as I moved here and I see how busy it is, maybe not downtown and maybe not on the strip, okay, per se, but I see how busy it is everywhere else.
But where, though? Outside. Tell me where it's busy. No, I'm not. And I'm being honest, like, lived here for almost 10 years. Tell me where else it's busy
that
you see.
The interstate outside.
That's just people driving.
No.
40 is a very busy interstate.
No. I'm talking Walker Springs Road, Gallagher Road. The Walmarts are always busy. The restaurants are always packed.
Nah.
Yeah.
I think they are, though, compared to, like, Athens, Oxford. To me, it's really based on population.
Yeah, but like
when I lived in Tuscaloosa, man, it was like when you go to a restaurant or something like that, it's college kids. That's it. Like, there's nothing else. Like, if you in Tuscaloosa, you drive 25 minutes and you go to Hoover. You go to the Galleria. You go to places like that. You live in those areas. You live in Oak Mountain, you know, Birmingham, 56 miles away. You know what I mean? Athens, there ain't nothing in Athens besides Georgia. Football.
Oh, I know. I've been to Athens. Athens is the epitome of a college town.
Right, and even Starkville's like that.
And Athens, I mean, another thing you got to think about is the bar scene, too. Like, that's part of being a college town. Athens and Oxford have the great bars. You know,
right,
Athens,
that's true.
To me, Athens has the best bar scene. Auburn.
Some of the best music venues in the South.
Auburn is absolutely a college town.
Yes.
You know, and I guess you have, what is it, Opelika?
Opelika,
You know, but Auburn.
Which
is
Auburn,
town.
Though.
Yeah.
Like Auburn, Opelika is like the next exit down.
Here's the thing. When you think of a college town, you define it by how many college students are there versus the normal population that lives there. But some people even call Boston a college town because there are so many colleges in Boston and around that area. But it doesn't have that same feel because it's still a city. You know what I mean?
Right.
To me, Knoxville's yes or no. Like, I know I hate to ride the fence on it, but I mean, that's kind of a... Downtown and evening on Gay Street is, I think, this time of the year going to be fairly busy, even when the college students aren't here.
Right.
But it's busier when they are.
But as it changes.
But we're also talking about, like, you got to think, that's our downtown venue. That's Gay Street, the arts. That is where you go. And when you say, like, busy about, like, the restaurant, just because I've worked in so many around this town and been in that industry for a long time, it's busy on your normal days, your Friday and your Saturdays, your 7 o'clock, your 6 o'clock to your 8 o'clock, you know, when you would have when people are going out to eat. But when school's not in, you see the drop off as far as frequency. Now you're gonna have people come out. People go out to eat every Friday, Saturday night. That's the staple. Going out, date night, whatever. So that's gonna happen. But me personally, I've seen the effects of it. That's why. I mean, I know what Cody's saying. Like, sometimes it feels like it more so is, but we're also talking like, all right, Knoxville, now it is very, like, you know, got a lot of breweries too as well. So, like, you got a lot of people coming in for that. Knoxville could be, you could say Knoxville and just east this area, you could paint as college town sometimes. You could also paint as a tourist city as far as, like, when you go up to Pigeon Forge. Yeah, like all that, the festivals, the Dogwood Arts, Rhythm and Blooms, going up to Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, Dollywood, everything like that. So you could even almost say people come here just in the fall to see the leaves change.
I think to Trey's point, though, that probably separates Knoxville from the other college towns. You know, because, like, downtown Gay Street, the theater area, the old city, those are their own things.
Right.
They're not part of
10 miles,
the college campus.
10 miles east, you get off at the Sevierville exit.
Right.
Downtown, and it's a whole new world. It's a tour.
Yeah, but whereas a place like, you know, Athens, Auburn, Oxford, they don't necessarily have that downtown scene. They don't have an old city.
Yeah, but
it's all college.
But then if we want to get 10, all these surrounding, they're not really a part of Knoxville, these surrounding areas as well. And I just always go back to, I hear people like, when they get tired of Knoxville, they're always like, trying to leave out of there, it's a college town. I just need to get away. It is college town.
I'm really split on it.
But I look at all the high schools in this area, in the Knoxville area. Okay, I look at all the high schools around here, and you don't have that in Tuscaloosa, right. Starkville, Auburn, Athens. I mean, there's a crap load of high schools around here. And you don't – even you can throw up getting off at the Knoxville Airport area before you get into Maryville.
Maybe it's a scale of, you know, like the crazy hot scale.
You're
familiar with that?
Yeah.
The level of crazy, and the line just goes kind of diagonal. To me, it's probably a scale between population of the place and how much it is a college town. You know what I mean? So let's say there's one college campus in the place. If that college campus has an enrollment of 20,000 and the whole town has an enrollment of 30,000, you probably call that a college town. Let's say the same campus, 20,000 enrollment, but it's a 50,000 person town, less of a college town by definition.
Right.
Like, I think it could just go on a scale. You know what I mean?
I would agree with that.
So, like, Knoxville, I think, is a college town, but Athens is more of a college town.
It makes sense.
That's a good one.
I venture out, and I try to find places that are not – downtown per se. And also, the Strip is no longer. Look, when I look at the Strip compared to what it was 10 years ago, it's not the. It's just not the. The college bar experience as it was in the past, and what you see at other universities.
Yeah, and it really sucks, to be honest. I mean,
yeah, there's nothing like I mean, I used to come up here. We used to go hang out after games and stuff.
OCI and all the good, you know, Tin Roof, which.
But you don't have that anymore. Like that's what's different to me. Like even the Strip now is just a commercial real estate, exhibition.
Yeah, they've built up all these student apartments. You got the Standard, you got the 10, and you got that one, what do they call that one, Slate, down by the Panera.
Yeah.
And those have all come up in the last 5 years, and now they're building whatever that is down on the corner by the where you get on Alcoa, across from the Pilot.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that's going to be a Marriott.
By the softball stadium?
No. Down by, right off Cumberland, across from the Pilot.
They're clearing
a bunch of area over there kind of between that and the hospital. Chance, have you heard anything on that? Somebody told me it's going to be a Marriott. I don't know for sure.
I heard some rumblings about it.
Well, they shut down the Hilton Garden Inn that was on
they
the
did.
Strip,
yeah,
and
like
it's
right.
now
Volunteer
called
Hotel.
The University.
Yeah.
All right, so Shay on Twitter says, Knoxville being a college town, the university is the linchpin of the city. There's enough business around Knoxville to support it, but if you pull out the university, it would be a massive domino effect business-wise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Knoxville isn't a college town, but it's definitely a college city.
Well, Westchester say? You can read his, too.
But that's Westchester. I mean.
What did he say?
He didn't really make a lot of sense.
Read it.
He said, Knox isn't college. Get out of the Fort campus, and you can see that even downtown is less kids every year. I don't think that's true, though. The Strip sucks, so I can only be a college town. It's also a man that's 50. Very businesses more than 5 miles from campus would lose. But
you mean Westchester's not having a good time at Hannah's?
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't be like, the Strip sucks if you're 50. Like, you can't be like, Cool Beans sucks. You're 45.
Go upstairs at Hannah's. You'll have a good time.
Like, you're 45. Of course the Strip sucks to you. The Strip sucks to me. I'm too old for the Strip these days. I'll still go down there.
You ever been in Uptown?
No.
I've been in Uptown once in my life. And
wow.
I was like 23 probably.
Wow.
And I was too old then.
Uptown Uptown's the old Bar Knox.
Yeah.
Old Bar Knox.
It's been a lot of
Bar Knox, Liquid Knox.
Yeah.
I see Peyton's building a new bar.
It was rumors. That's
right.
Rumors.
Right.
The pitchers of liquor.
Yeah, man, you can't even go in there. It's like.
It's horrible.
Who are these people?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Pitchers of liquor?
Yes, they used to sell, it was like $8 pitchers of liquor.
Good Lord, no wonder they tore down the Strip.
Used to have some really good deals there.
But I guess that's kind of why I was getting at what Shay said.
Go over the Henley Street Bridge. The Henley Street Bridge and go up Chapman Highway. I take Chapman Highway when I go to Ware's Valley a lot. But you can go up Chapman Highway 10, 15 miles. You're outside of the college town. That's where people live. That's where businesses are. Like, I don't think they would be affected.
On Chapman Highway? What? Like I'm not, like, clowning on Chapman Highway, but, like, vital businesses or just, like, old school businesses have been there for years? There's a lot of old, like,
businesses, but doctor's offices have opened up in Seymour, I guess, is the area going up Chapman Highway towards, and I'm saying that I've seen businesses grow over the last 4 years as I've been taking that road, going that way. So I look at it and I have to think to myself, okay, I understand that, yes, Tennessee is the team and everything along those lines, and yes, the college town thing, I understand it, but also it seems like everything's spreading out enough, Cody, where businesses aren't there. I don't know how
we
to
got
phrase.
A call.
Oh God!
Somebody that wants to take you to town.
Well, maybe they can hear.
They
me.
Need no introduction. Oh yeah, hopefully they probably can't hear us, but he
if
can
they
just
can't, you
he
just
can just rant.
Me.
You just rant.
Who is this? Hell, I don't want to deal with anybody.
Go for
Terry
it.
Terry Wallace, 15 miles up Chapman Highway is called Seymour. That's not Knoxville, bro.
Oh God! It's
the Bear.
In Knoxville.
Oh.
Do what?
See, you can't hear me. Chance, talk. Cody, talk.
I don't have any cans on. I can't hear you.
You don't have any cans on. Well, basically, Bear just told you. Hey, man, you're talking about, he cut off. 15 minutes outside Knoxville's not Knoxville. You were talking about Seymour.
Okay,
that's what he said.
I'm not.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
you might, as well have said Vestal.
Okay, but you go 15.
Hey, Cody, some new businesses popping up in Vestal, ain't there?
I know all about Vestal. What is it? Green's Grocery over there. There's not much going on in Vestal.
Go 15 miles west. Go 15 miles west of downtown.
Then you're smack dab at Campbell Station, at the Campbell Station exit. You'll be in you'll be in Farragut at that point.
Lovell Road. Okay. Well, that's still Knoxville. Still Knox County.
I consider it Knoxville, but I don't know. I think a lot of the people that live out there probably don't consider it.
When
Knoxville.
When you go back to the phones, what are you not considering Knoxville?
No. When I come into Knoxville from Nashville or even Chattanooga, that industrial park exit right there on I-40, that tells me I'm in Knoxville.
The fireworks store is what tells me.
Yeah, yes, that's what I mean. No, that's what I mean.
No, you said the industrial park exit.
No, but I meant the fireworks store. Because
that Bear Road.
Can you hear us?
No, Bear cannot hear us. The phone lines are messed up.
I cannot hear Bear.
Yeah, no, I can't hear you guys at all. But, I mean, hell, I'm sick
you can
of listening to
just
you to
rant.
Tell you the truth.
There you go.
You guys can be quiet for just a minute.
Okay, keep ranting here. Go.
When you're coming in.
We lost the Bear?
No, he's still there. Go,
Bear. Go,
Bear.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you were going to break, Trey. Anyhow, when you get in Knoxville is when you pass the Watt Road. Campbell Station's where I consider the outskirts of Knoxville. That's technically Farragut out there. Heading south, once you pass the Walmart, you're out in Podunkville going down Chapman Highway, Trey. I don't know what you're talking about there. North, anything north of Callahan. I mean, Knoxville's a fairly small city.
Border Bear.
Yeah, what is geography this?
Bear.
Bear for calling
the borders of the city.
Yeah, but okay, but you have people from all over. You've got people from all over.
I don't care, Trey. I'm going to take the exact opposite point you're taking. I'm going to argue with you.
Yeah,
I just don't care.
You can't.
That's 2 days in a row, I've had to help you out, man. Come on now.
No, you're not helping me out.
Don't you raise your voice at me, Trey.
Well, let me tell you something, Bear. Once I used to come into this town, and like Cody was saying, I passed a fireworks stand. I knew that I was in the Knoxville area. Like, I knew, okay, I'm in Knoxville. Trip's over. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way. When I used to come up all the time, or I used to come over from Nashville, once I see the fireworks stand on the right, I knew, okay, cool, I'm in Knoxville.
What do you have to see, Bear? The sun's fear?
Right,
he gone now.
He
hung up on Trey.
Is he Knoxville? I mean, Knox County goes in a lot. I'm going to get the mayor on. I'm going to get the mayor, Glenn Jacobs, on. And we'll talk about this. I think, to me, it's not a college town anymore. They have a college section. And sometimes you do because it's cheaper to live right outside of downtown Knoxville, and I understand that. I have college kids that live in my apartment complex. That I had to move into right when I got here. But also they're just, it's your average day Joes, and there's schools all around, and you continue to point yourself out, I guess, west, and it changes my mind. And then you can go south towards Maryville, and it's still Knoxville. So it's a lot bigger than all of these Ben Lee text. I'm with you. Thank you. It's a lot bigger than these other towns that are in the area. I'm under the impression that when you have places like Auburn, when you have places like Starkville, Tuscaloosa.
God, Starkville sucks. That is the worst city I've ever been to.
It's just, and even Oxford. Oxford's saving grace is because Memphis is so close.
Yeah.
Oxford's a cool little town. Okay, but their saving grace is Memphis is right up the road and Tupelo's right up the road.
The roads in Mississippi from Memphis to Starkville are horrible. Yeah, I guess from Tupelo.
I agree with
once
that.
You get to Tupelo,
John on so. Twitter says that still about 40% of the population is students, not a college town anymore. Or not a college town. He's saying not.
True.
Less than.
Be true. What's the enrollment like?
That's what I was thinking. It's
30,
like what 40,000 people.
The ben population's Lee. Like 180.
It's like 40,000 people now.
Ben Lee wanted to text. Yes, the university brings in money.
Yeah,
when
the percentage
football
don't check out,
is
right, does it?
Good, but that ain't been a thing in 10 years, and it's not like we're in poverty.
What did Ben say?
He says yes, the university brings in money when football is good. It
as,
was all Brady Hoke
well,
calves
bringing in
as
money.
Well.
They're
okay,
bringing in money anyway.
But that ain't been a thing in 10 years, and it's not like we're in poverty.
Okay. Football doesn't have to be good.
Who's not? Who's this weir we're speaking of? Like, I would like
also,
to.
Also, are you selling out hotels anymore?
This is a.
I don't think you're selling out hotels anymore.
You are for SEC.
West weeks. Of town. No, I don't think you are.
Yeah, you are.
I think Florida is the only game you that are. You're selling out hotels.
No, that's a lie.
You're
I got.
You can't tell me they're going to sell out hotels this year for Mississippi State.
I got friends who work. They will sell it out.
No.
No doubt.
Hotels get sold out for these.
Yes.
If it's a Saturday afternoon game,
yes,
the people
dude.
Get a halfway back drive home.
Think. All right. This is why hotels get sold out. Let me tell you why there hasn't been an NCAA men's basketball games here. Because we don't have enough hotels for the journalists, for everybody that travels, and everyone, all the media, all the university folks.
The vendors.
That's why you know the hotels are getting booked up. Because they said they did a study, like it was an article 2 years ago, and that's the reason why Knoxville hasn't had like a regional basketball game in a long time or any of that. Because they don't have enough infrastructure to accommodate a lodging.
But you're telling me Columbia does? Columbia hosted this year.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they got more hotels.
Columbia. They haven't in that. They haven't.
Are you telling me? Yeah, basically telling you. People have said. City officials said the reason why they can't get a big NCAA first round matchup or something like that here is because they don't have enough lodging. They barely have enough lodging for what Cody's talking about, like the imaginations thing that they do every
how
summer.
How in God's name do you hold 100,000 or whatever it was the number of people here for the Bassmaster Classic?
They a lot of them probably had to get hotels,
Airbnb,
take their boats and drive home.
Yeah, yeah, the Tri-Cities,
Powell, and out of town a little bit. I mean, I think that's a common
the hotel thing. Now we might talk about this college town for a long time, but the hotel thing, not up for discussion. There's not enough lodging in Knoxville. It's noted.
Yeah, I'm not done with this talk.
City officials.
Yeah, I'm not. I have a couple more points.
I think
to
the
make
Bears here, and he wants to get in here and talk with
you. Oh, God bless. This is going to be good.
Force him.
I love Force. Okay, go to break. It's optional.
Hello.
It's optional. Fox Sports Knoxville.
It's optional.
13:40.
Can we see who can scream at the loudest? That'd be good radio. Just scream for the next segment.
I mean, I think I did it the best. You, and honest to God, Trey, you should have just said, "Hey, Bear, called me up and like, would you mind doing the? It's optional, so y'all could have it."
Right. No, I wasn't.
And
go
put
there.
me on the production for.
No, because then I'd have to give you favors.
Well, no, I mean, I'd call that one a freebie.
Okay.
It's your show. We're all brothers here.
Why do you think – I don't understand why you think 15 miles south of Knoxville is not Knoxville.
Because it's not, man. You cross a line, and it says you're in the town of Seymour.
It says, welcome to Seymour.
Yeah.
So
this ain't like Alabama. This ain't like Birmingham's one of the biggest cities in the Southeast. It's not quite
as incestuous in terms of the towns colliding together.
Yeah. We don't marry our cousins up here.
Well, no.
Oh, I
okay.
Didn't mean it like that.
Right. Oh. Okay. Uh-huh. So
brothers, sisters.
Okay. Well, where does Knoxville stop them for you? Each way.
Each way? Okay. Man. Chapman Highway. If you get out Chapman Highway and you get to the Walmart and the Lowe's, that's the end of Knoxville.
That's about right. That's the one.
I was trying to tell you on the phone, too and then went, going north, Callahan Drive, or no, Emory Road. Emory Road's it. Going west, Campbell Station, and heading east where you get off there at Comcast. Comcast is at the outer city limits of
392, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you head up towards Carter.
Yeah.
I've lived here all my life.
Where does it end on Broadway? Where do you consider, like, Litton's?
No, the Hardee's out in Halls. That's where it ends.
So you consider
once
Halls?
You crawl, once you're heading towards Hardee's, once you pass that Hardee's, buddy, you're in trouble. Because you're heading in there.
Yeah, then you're heading to Maynardville.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things get rough in Maynardville. Yeah. I've spent some
you have
time
to,
in
you have to watch what you say in Maynardville.
Yeah.
There's always somebody.
He'll drown your ass in that lake.
Yeah. Just slap
minute,
you across
but,
the damn face
but
in the grocery.
But if you're going, okay, so you remember where the Goodies building used to be?
Goodies Building.
The Goodies Building, when you're coming into Knoxville, used to be on the right. They always had that sign, Go Vols by Goodies or whatever.
Lovell Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Knoxville to you?
Yeah. You go out another, Knoxville out west goes out about another, what do you think, two miles? Yeah, about two. Watt Road. The fireworks store is like, that would be like
the fireworks Castle store Black. Lets me know I'm in Knoxville.
That's out there at the wall.
Yeah, that's the wall.
That's the wall.
That's the wall between Knoxville and Middle and West Tennessee
that
and Georgia.
That protects us from Nashville and Chattanooga.
But you're saying that's Knoxville.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hip walkers from Nashville. The hip walkers. The fireworks store protects us from the hipsters.
But once you cross the Cumberland Plateau, you're in enemy territory.
That
it's been that way
sense.
Here
you
since
say,
his,
you say it
since
goes
the
all the way
War.
To the fireworks store. But then you
that's,
say
that's the outer outpost.
Okay, well you can't go anywhere
East,
and everywhere
East Tennessee
from
ends at the Cumberland Plateau in my mind.
Okay, what about
everybody
south,
west of there?
South
was
and east,
a cracker.
They south and it. East.
South and east.
Yeah,
a cracker. What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What is
goes
that?
Goes back
mean?
To the Civil War. You're not from here either. You didn't take Tennessee history.
My family's from
grade.
Here, I'll have you know.
Well, you aren't.
You're
a hill
I'm
jack
pretty,
from Arkansas.
I'm pretty damn Tennessee.
I'm not questioning your bona fides.
My family, the roots were here all the way in the 1800s.
Okay, y'all.
But Knoxville, the outer limit, the absolute twist my arm, outer limits going west would be the fire. Once you pass that fireworks store, there's no coming back. You have to drive all the way hell to the North City to get back. And come back.
Okay, then what's east then? How far east is Knoxville?
I just told you.
Sevierville exit?
No.
I'm not
Asheville
from here.
Highway. The Asheville Highway exit where you get off to go to Comcast.
Sounds about right. It sounds about right.
Yeah, were you guys aware that Comcast had armed security?
Why? For the boxes or something?
They
people?
Should.
No.
As horrible
no.
as a company as
the
it is.
The customer service.
They should.
Yeah.
They should.
I didn't know that.
I wouldn't
they
be
have,
surprised
they have,
at all.
They have people that will come escort you out. I've seen it happen.
They need security that because is, that is the worst. That yeah. is the worst company that has ever existed.
Dude, I think if company. You could put up a hidden camera with a microphone, you can make $1 million just in that one office. I've seen some. Oh, I've man. Seen some wild stuff out there.
If Comcast tried to pay me, to advertise on the station, like if I was their client and they tried to pay me like $2,000 a month. I'd take it, and I'd feel really bad about it, because that's a bad company. That's a bad company.
Does old?
It I mean, they're
oh, yeah,
awful.
I'm gonna pump them up. Yeah, it. Yeah, I'm not gonna decline.
Does old but. This old boy from 3 to 6? It's on a different station. Feel bad for it.
You mean Jimmy Howard? You want to talk some Tennessee tennis?
Quarterback
down there in Baton Rouge.
Yeah. Okay, get back on this for a minute. Have you been to any other college towns, Bear, besides?
Well,
Knoxville?
Yeah, I mean, hell yeah,
I've been to almost.
I've been to everyone in the SEC except for Gainesville. Yeah, I don't count. Missouri
See, Gainesville's
A&M.
Interesting to me because Gainesville really it's.
Been to Fayetteville.
It's like five stop Fayetteville's.
No, I've been to a lot of Rock though.
Fayetteville's pretty.
Been in a lot of rock.
Dixon Street's a good. That's a good.
Fayetteville's a good time. Fayetteville
Baker
reminds
Mayfield
me
tell
of
you about Dixon Street.
I stayed at a Walmart right near Arkansas Pine Bluff.
You stayed in a Walmart?
Yeah.
Were you homeless?
No.
And you live in a van down by the river.
Yeah. It was. We were coming up from Mobile.
Welcome to Walmart. Shelter is not optional.
We were coming up from Mobile, going to Fayetteville for a Tennessee Arkansas game years ago.
That's quite a trek.
And we got my dad said, "Hey, you want to go to Fayetteville?" And I was like, "Yeah, okay." You're driving, so we got to an exit. Not even an exit; it was just a damn 2-lane road. And we saw Walmart, Arkansas, or Pine Bluff, and we stayed in that parking lot.
Pine Bluff?
Yeah, Pine Bluff.
You don't want to stay in Pine Bluff.
Yeah, so I'm just saying,
Pine Bluff is a rough city.
Well,
that's another place you can get your ass whipped in a heartbeat.
Yes, you can.
No, but I'm looking at these towns, and then I look at Knoxville. It's just different. Knoxville to me does not look. If you had an overhead shot of Knoxville, and you went as far as the fireworks stand, which would be Knoxville as well.
Trey, I don't like the way you're saying that.
And then you take
truth.
Overhead shots of Athens, Tuscaloosa, Auburn, all that good mess. It would be completely different than what you're calling a college town.
You don't think Knoxville's a college town?
I think downtown Knoxville is a college area.
I also think that this is misconstrued just because Knoxville hasn't been winning. Tennessee hasn't been winning. Tennessee's winning.
I don't care if Tennessee wins. That's not going to make it town that's not.
No, it would, because we say about the businesses. All right, just because there's not as many bars Westchester on the Strip anymore, what are they putting out there? High-rise apartments that make what? A lot more money than those bars do, because these parents are going to spend money. Like, I'm just saying, they're going to pump more back. When Tennessee starts winning again, Peyton Manning's bought a bar down there. You think other people won't be trying to buy more spots on the Strip when they see that there actually is a good product on the field?
Whoa. I didn't know a key fact has been left out of this. Is this conversation spurred on by Westchester?
No, he just had a lot to say.
Oh, he always does.
When are we getting that fourth mic in here?
Yeah, no, I know. That would be
they
great.
They got to wire it up.
Yeah, they'll wire it up. But what I'm getting at is, okay, if you even go towards Sevierville and you go towards the exit.
No, you're not in Knoxville anymore, man. Once you cross, I'll tell you what. Here, maybe this will cement it for you, Trey.
I might drive.
If you cross
weekend.
The Holston River Bridge on the interstate, you are no longer in Knoxville.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
It's that bridge you go exactly. You know,
didn't you
the bridge
at Sevierville once?
Yes.
Sevierville. You wonder why we call you Tuscaloosa, Trey?
Sevierville.
It's Sevierville. Do you know who it's named after?
I feel like
Trey should. You're going to summer school, bro. You're gonna have to take seventh grade Tennessee
let's
history.
Do a Knoxville quiz.
The Sevier, the horse rider,
John
Sevier.
The horse rider.
He was confused yesterday about why this is Marble City.
Was John Sevier a horse rider?
No, he was. I'm sure he rode a horse. There weren't cars.
He's a governor. He could ride whatever he wanted to.
We'll have fun with it. We'll workshop. We'll workshop.
No. I'm just.
Bill Clinton was a governor. You saw
what he
wrote.
Different for you. Cody, not as much because his family brought him up here all the time. But, you know,
I've been coming here for 25 years.
You don't know who John Sevier was.
No.
My family's from here, though.
Right.
Yeah. But I've been coming up here 25 years every Thursday.
But I mean, literally. When I was
during football season, well, shut up.
I think it was seventh grade. Like it used to be a requirement. Yeah, I don't know if it still is or not. You had to take Tennessee history.
Trey used to come up here all the time. When the years Auburn played Tennessee. Trey was here in 2004, 2013.
Every other year, when Alabama comes to town.
Yeah.
UAB, Troy.
All your Alabama teams.
Yeah.
South Alabama, they came up here in 2013.
And almost beat Tennessee.
That's your school, right?
Yes.
You are an alum.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah, Trey, now seriously, seriously.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm going to put you on the spot right here.
Okay,
but you're
put me on
the
spot. This
you
is
ready?
Not going to go well.
I'm not saying you do.
Okay.
But if you had to root for one of the schools from your home state, who
Auburn.
Would it be?
Auburn. No, wait. Are you saying between Auburn or Alabama?
Yeah.
Or are you saying from like UAB as well?
No. No, you ain't getting off easy, bro. No. Where is SEC?
Well, I go for my school, South Alabama.
That's not what I'm talking about.
But I go for Auburn because
okay.
My two little brothers went there.
All right.
Trey, can you just say, I love Auburn?
No, I like Auburn.
Those three words.
I like Auburn.
Check it or wreck it, Trace Cribbs got orange and blue. Heavy theme.
Hell no.
Big check. Cody.
This is so off.
Cody.
I only do talk sports segments.
Oh.
I don't do check and
wreck it. Loyalty. The loyalty is strong.
I make guest appearances on other shows, but I can't participate in the games.
Is that in your contract?
Yes.
Well, this has been fun.
You and John both have tried to get on what you're talking about both years now.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What you talking about, Bear?
What you talking
you didn't
about,
hear me on there. What are you telling me? You think I called into that game?
Yeah.
I had a buddy named Ralph who called in.
We'll see you on the other side. We're going to finish this out in the parking lot. It's optional. It is optional today. On Fox Sports Knoxville.
Clearly.
1340 AM, 105.7 FM. You can reach us outside the Knoxville.
This is what the kids call mailing it in the last 2 days.
This is what the kids call having an all-star casting.
Go ahead and mail it in. I'm joined by Cody McClure. Talk Sports now going 12 to 3. I won't get any more sleep. They'll get a lot more sleep.
Yeah, talk to me about 12 to 3, man. I love to do these interviews.
The Bear, always 3 to 6. His sleep patterns stay the same.
The way we're looking at it is that...
It's like free promo for you guys.
I mean, we really feel like we
You'd be on during right now, so that's why I wanted to have
that's,
you.
Yeah, that's part of the reason I wanted to come in, and thanks for having me.
Right.
That's part of the reason I wanted to come in. Just get a feel for it. And I think, honestly, I don't know if you heard me describing that chart earlier about what makes a college town, but that, to me, I sounded really smart. And so
you did,
I think I'm going to be really smart doing afternoon radio.
Right.
It's just, you know, more time to be awake.
Especially if you get more coffee in you.
I think my brain is better, like... 2 to 3 hours after
I wake up. That's because you don't go to bed till 2 a.m. like me.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a night owl.
Like, I can crawl in bed at 11. I'm not going to bed till
2. How do you know when Cody goes to bed?
Because we text late at night.
He ain't got my number.
Chris Broussard. I see you, Chris Broussard. He ain't got my number, man.
We text.
So we figured out.
I found him on Tinder.
We figured out during the break. During the break. Trey, Severe on the horses. Trey thought John Severe was Paul Revere. That's where the horses came.
It was John Paul was his name. That's why I got confused.
He just made that up. That
no,
was not his
no
name.
It was.
I've never seen – nobody learned in any type
of
history.
John Paul Revere.
John Paul Revere. The British are coming. Nobody ever heard that in their life.
Yeah.
Nobody.
JP's coming.
Nobody. No.
I see. That's where you're wrong in this standpoint.
John Severe had the horses in the back.
The horses in the back.
He was going down the Old Town Road. I get it. No, it's understandable completely.
Old Town Road, huh? You going to get you some Wranglers?
Bear
now?
Looks very confused by Old Town Road.
Little Nas X.
You not heard Old Town Road?
Gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road.
I don't think Bear would like it.
Yeah, I'd listen to Rick, made me listen to like 10 seconds of it, and then I started slapping myself like the Rain Man. So he stopped.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't care for it.
That's unfortunate.
It went to a different direction than I would.
Not a big fan of anything resembling bro
Okay,
country.
Let me ask why y'all are all in here. All this right. Year's Tennessee home schedule. Talking about college towns and people and you know the influx that comes in. Is this going to be one of the most down years that Tennessee has when it comes to attendance that you can remember in a long time, especially with this home schedule they have?
Should be the highest number-wise because they'll have an extra home game.
I feel like it's going to be – I feel like BYU is such a curiosity that I really think that that'll be a – I think that'll be a decent draw. Just to see BYU in Neyland Stadium will be kind of –
Yeah, but
it's going to be a big deal.
How bad is it, though, that Tennessee – and I'm not hating on Tennessee. I'm being realistic because of the times and the money. But Tennessee last week puts tickets on sale for $280 for 8 games for the whole season. You don't know where you're going to sit at, but I get it. Then all of a sudden they come out this week and say, hey, we're having a Memorial Day sale where you can buy tickets for $25 to all the non-conference games plus Vanderbilt. How bad is it? It's going to be bad this year.
They're having a hard time moving season tickets, for sure.
I don't even think it's season ticket. Also, okay, I will say this. Also, it's Tennessee staves off about 7,000 seats for visitor allotment. And you know that schools like that aren't going to sell 7,000 tickets for their visiting fans to come to Neyland.
Well, no, because we've been bad for so long. All these visiting fan bases have already witnessed, like, colossal wins at Neyland Stadium now, so there's not that draw
BYU
anymore.
BYU will probably bring 3,000. I'm sure there's 3,000 Mormons around here.
If you count the polygamists, the thing I'm wondering about the hotel rooms, do all the wives get their own room or will they all be in one room? How do you guys think that'll work with
connecting
the
rooms,
polygamists?
The connecting room.
With the door in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they'll just open all the doors, man.
Well, maybe that'll help with hotel sales that y'all are saying are so great and fantastic.
Well, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm thinking
more
two to a room.
More rooms.
Yeah, two to a room.
Two wives to a room?
Two wives to a room.
I don't
know. They know what they're in.
I don't know. I don't think they're all like that show. I don't think they all get
Big
along.
Love?
Is that what it was? You remember that Cody something?
Yeah, with the guy that died.
Oh, he died? The dude with the long hair? He's like a blonde. His name was Cody.
His name Cody? I thought you were talking about
like TLC.
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton died.
Yeah, he was the one in Big
not
Love.
What I'm thinking of.
That's the show we're thinking of.
I'm thinking of the
HBO.
Polygamous show. It's like one of these TLC shows.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
Is it Sister Wives? Or
I think so.
Yeah.
Because somebody, I was talking with somebody about that the other day, and they were talking about that show, but I can't remember the name.
It was an interesting show.
So.
But some of those wives got along for a while.
But, I mean, the whole ticket thing goes along with the thing we were kind of, you know, having a good time debating.
But you got Georgia State. You've got UAB. You've got Chattanooga. What's Chattanooga bring 1,000 fans?
Trey, what are your thoughts on polygamy?
No, I'm not going there. Still got 2 days left on this show where I don't get in trouble, so I'm going to try to keep it that way.
Fine.
Come on, everybody has thoughts on polygamy.
Big Love was a good show.
You have any more thoughts? Expand, Cody.
I'll tell you what my thoughts on it are.
Imagine how weird it would be if me and Trey did a show together.
No, that hell no.
The most professional guy and the most unprofessional
guy.
I
wouldn't be led 100 feet within that university.
Probably not.
Getting all credentials restricted, removed. Cody McClure.
I guess. No, but you're... To go back on it real quick, we don't have much time left. No, not polygamy.
Oh, I thought you wanted. You said go back on it real quick.
I'm talking about the home schedule.
Why the hell would you want
year?
More than one wife? I mean, one could make your life a living hell.
Hey, that's always been the question, right?
Why would you want more of that? Makes no sense to me. Never understood polygamy.
Okay. All right. This is a good question. Okay, is Tennessee going to sell out a game this year?
I so thought a polygamy question was coming.
No, is Tennessee going to sell out a square
BYU.
Sellout?
BYU.
You think they sell out the BYU game?
And
it's the opener, right? Is it not the opener?
No.
Yeah,
it's like third game.
It's third game?
They're not going to have an honest sellout. They might announce a sellout for Georgia.
Sellout Vandy, maybe?
Nah.
Revenge?
Nah, it'll be.
Not that late in the season. It'll be November. That's true. Not that late in the season.
If you go into Vandy with 7 wins, 8 wins, yeah, you might sell it out.
Hey,
that stadium's half empty.
The barometer has warmed up. Here's how you do it, guys. All right. So we come out, we kick the crap out of those first two, slap BYU around, go down to Gainesville. Win that damn ball game, and then we're coming back here to host Georgia at 4-0.
Yeah.
That'd sell it out. Probably.
Well, you know Georgia's going to bring 15,000 to 20,000 fans.
Yeah, I mean, they just that's the so.
If we're 4-0, I mean, yeah, Georgia's definitely a sellout.
Chance, do we have to get to another break? We do. Let's go ahead and do it now. Okay, come back with us. We'll wrap up the show. We'll give it over to the drive. It's Absent on Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Optional. Fox Sports Knoxville. Rolling along. 5 minutes left in the show.
You've been an awfully good sport.
Yeah, dude. I have fun with it. I don't care. One way or the other. Look, man, I'm about to have my world rocked whenever I move to 3-6 permanently. So.
You just don't know.
No, I have no idea what's coming. And it's all good. I'm excited for the challenge.
Challenges there will be.
Well, he's just standing right in front of me. So we'll
challenges
get along.
There will be. I ain't talking about him. You got to worry about the diva. You got to worry about the diva. It ain't Bear.
Find out, buddy.
Bear falls in line. You got to worry about the diva. The Velvet Tones of Knoxville.
I'm surprised you hadn't slipped in a promo of your new show, James.
Good afternoon and welcome to another stellar edition.
And good afternoon and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive.
Come back for the shocking conclusion.
Welcome Trey Wallace to the show.
Trey Day.
We're going to refer to today as Trey Day because I'm smarter than you.
I think Cody does the best.
Yeah. who am I not smarter than?
Cody definitely does the best, Russell
Smith.
For God's sake. I saw you guys attacking the Snapchat filters. It's funny. I don't have Snapchat anymore, so like I see all like those baby filters and stuff. Almost. I saw Russell as a woman.
I'd probably hook up
Russell with Woman Russ too. I was
one
thinking
night,
that.
One night with Woman Russ?
One night only?
Yeah. I mean, did you see the picture, Trey?
Well, this took a weird turn.
Some nice red hair.
Yeah. She's not bad.
Not bad, Russ, as a woman.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. So tonight.
Not saying you should change your profession. saying you're a pretty guy.
Got some baseball tonight.
The baby filter too. I would love for somebody to put the baby face filter, the baby face filter. Why? Russell or Bear are just talking on that side and then do like the Stephen A. and tweet it out.
Got to put it on Bear.
Got to. Bear, Russell, and Houston, I think. Ooh, and John would look the best with the baby filter.
Somebody did it on John.
Somebody did it on John? Yeah, yeah they would look
it
the best.
It was pretty funny.
John would look like Pruitt.
Now, John looks like the little baby from Baby's Day Out, like the cartoon guy. Yeah, that's what I like. Hey. I would like to see Bear. Somebody get Bear a baby filter. Try that out.
Baby Bear.
It's on Trey. You're going to be joining those guys.
Well,
you have to sneak the photo. Did we talk about any sports this last 45 minutes?
I don't know what we talked about, to be honest with you.
Kemba Walker made the third-team All-NBA, and that makes him eligible for super maximum contract extension. Also, Dame Lillard makes second-team All-NBA.
I just like
also makes him eligible for a super maximum contract extension. God.
Trey, what are your biggest concerns about joining the drive?
When the hazing is going to be over?
I would say your biggest concern should be the callers.
Yeah,
they're going to haze
if
you.
If we have a show one day and I walk up to the university the next day for some interviews, ooh, and they say we need your credential and ooh, also you're not allowed on campus.
Nah.
Yeah, but it's more the callers are probably going to haze you more than Russell and Bear.
I look forward to it.
Well, you've been working with those guys for a minute. It's not like when I joined Russell and I was just like fresh joining him where a lot of hazing, you know, took place.
You know, you're going to have to hear John Tweet every day. That'll suck.
I've heard that. Titans yeah. Bill.
He's
another
Titans
staple.
Bill. Titans Bill is a great guy.
You got to deal with the mayor of Sono. Now, he don't take no mess.
Philly's great.
The Negavals. I'm talking about Jamie. Tweet. Travis at times.
T-Carb?
T-Carb's like in the middle.
I didn't know.
You know what makes Talk Sports the best show on this station?
Not much.
We don't have to deal with any of that.
You guys just don't take calls.
We just glide
through y'all talk
the whole
NBA for three damn hours.
We just talk to each other. It's great.
You guys don't interact with your listeners. How can they feel a part of the show
if you
don't interact with them?
Do you think any of the other shows could ever be close to Talk Sports? I don't think so.
I think your show would do great in a market like Chicago.
Talk Sports, noon to 3, starts Tuesday.
You could talk.
Nice little plug there. Huh. Also on Tuesday, from noon to 12, The Blitz. Myself.
Get blitzed.
Rick Butler. And Brandon Ork. Better protect your strong side, Knoxville.
Yeah,
we're coming.
You're not getting a cheap plug on my show.
Trey Day, coming Tuesday, 3 to 6. Right here on Fan Run Radio, Trey Day.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Appreciate everybody listening today. I really have no idea what in the hell we talked about, so go back and listen to it if you like. The podcast will be up. Knoxville, I still maintain, is 15 miles around. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Last day of It's Optional.
Last day.
With Chance. We're out. Just bye. Just cut the mics off.
Please note,